Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks, and I tell you what, you know, I was going through the archives this morning, looking at the radio shows, checking out iTunes, and I am truly humbled, first of all, but it's so cool to see how a year ago, year and a half ago, as we'd started these morning shows, we were getting, you know, no live listeners and just a few archive hits, and over the last 12 months, we're lighting up the scoreboard here that I look at every day, and it's just piling up with live callers, but literally hundreds are now listening to our show on the internet and through iTunes, and truly I want to say thank you to that. It shows that we are putting out some valuable content on the Radio for Your Mind, and we're trying to give you the best leaders across the board that can benefit you, and I just want to say thank you. Today, get your priorities straight. My name is Troy Dooley. I'm the host of Radio for Your Mind, and we're going through Art Williams' first book he ever published, called Pushing Up People. If you don't know Art, he was the founder of the company called A.L. Williams, today Primerica Financial Services, one of the poster childs on Wall Street right now. The company went public for the second time on April 1st, 2010, and literally from the opening stock price of $12 has just continued to go. It's the largest underwriter of individual term life insurance in the world and have the largest sales force of mutual fund experts worldwide. They are really the voice of middle America when it comes to financial services. And it started with one man's dream, and that's why I'm bringing up his story today, is because when you get your priorities straight, when you realize that it only takes one person to change the world, even in the 21st century, the power of one, when it comes to just having your priorities straight and just getting out there and saying, hey, I have a question, I have a solution, I have an idea, it's amazing. And that's what's so cool. Art starts this chapter off with his management mistake. Many managers place their careers above everything else. I've done that. Matter of fact, the last corporate position that I held was in a network marketing company. I'd started really at the bottom, started in the customer service area, and I'd worked 9 to 5. But it was an area where I was learning about the people. I was seeing where the company was. I'd actually seen a couple of mistakes that the company had made, and people didn't even realize really it was a network marketing company. And very shortly was promoted up to a salaried position, eventually the vice president of that company. And I was going in at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, staying until 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'd all of a sudden became what I didn't want to be. When I looked back and thought of my other corporate careers, I was a partner in a mergers and acquisition firm, and I'd done the same thing. I started to see a track record, started to see the mistakes. Resigned from my last company and been in business for myself, working closely, actually right out of my office at home. And that brings me to Art's leadership solution. He says, successful leaders know the importance of living a balanced life. I've now surrounded myself with people that help keep me in balance, because we all struggle with this. And see, I think that's the key to where we're going today. If you see your career is making it, but your personal life is failing, there's an issue. Or if you see your personal life and your professional life's going great, but your health is failing, maybe it's your spiritual life is failing, you know, then you're out of balance. And it's something that we all have to work with. Art writes this: the race to succeed and to help other people become successful isn't a sprint. It's a marathon. We don't have to do everything in the first 12 months, in the first 24 months, in the first 36 months. We don't have to hurry up and go full-time in a part-time opportunity, in a part-time business. There's no reason for that. And so many times I see us all try to do that. We jump right into the middle of it. Art used to always say, live one level below your means and take your time. I remember I hadn't been in A.L. Williams 30 days before I watched an upline leader, a successful manager. He was going for a regional vice president. He was the manager of a drugstore chain in Kansas City, Missouri. made $10,000 his first month, more money than he'd made in I don't know how long monthly, and so he quit his job. The next month he made zero. The next month he made zero. The next month he made zero. You know, what he'd done is he'd gone out and he'd really done some great business, but he hadn't really focused on building a team. But he'd quit his job too soon. This is a marathon. This is something you want to take your time. You want to slowly and methodically build towards that financial destination that you're going for. See, I love the way Art wrote this book because he wrote it just for lay people like me. Listen to this. I believe there's only one way you can begin to effectively be successful in business, and that's to set priorities in every area of your life. Only by making a conscious decision about what's most important to you and structuring your life to include those things can you begin to reduce your anxiety and achieve a balanced life. Guys, I told you, I'm not perfect at this. But my wife and I think my kids will tell you that I've gotten substantially better at it. You know, because I'm at home now, I'm able to consciously and to actively take a part in Jetty's life at 7 years old, to take an active part in the babies, the grandbabies that are here every day with us. It's fun. You know, we're able to go to the pool. We're able to do things. Paige is able to get her career and do things. I don't know. It's been since 2000, but even since I resigned from my last position, just being at home, she's averaged 3 new books a year that's been out there, and that helps pay the bills. I mean, that's we are a working couple out of the house. I take an active part in the homeschooling of our children. You know, when you have a balanced part of your life, it's amazing. Just like next week, I take a whole week off. I spend, intense time with Dalton at Catalyst. We volunteer. It's not a paid position. It's a volunteered position. See, this is when you start to get excited. It didn't happen overnight. Listen, guys, my first from 1982 until probably 1996 or 97, I was part-time. You know, I was struggling just like everybody else. Now, I made double digits, you know, a year, and then we started to make double digits a month, you know, and things started looking good. But then we didn't do what we told everybody else to do. We didn't live below our means, ended up in a bankruptcy situation, had Tessa with major medical expenses, and we just sucked away all the money. When we moved to Destin in 2000, we had $5,000 in the bank from a tax return and no job. I mean, that was it. But we believed, and we've been blessed, and the doors have opened. But, you know, you have to live this balanced life. Here's the first push-up principle for today. Setting priorities helps to establish balance and perspective. See, I believe that the priorities need to be set, and it's not just your personal priorities. You need to look at the family priorities. You know, this takes me back to my mama when we were first starting to go to church. My dad could use a pretty colorful vocabulary, you know, it was the 1970s, and she wanted to take a big family vacation, and she was working hard at Tupperware. And so what'd she do? She put a jar on top of the counter and told my dad, you know, if the word starts with a D, it's going to cost you 50 cents. If it starts with an S, it's going to cost you a dollar. If you use that F word, it's going to cost you $5. We had the greatest vacation that year. It was phenomenal. And he learned very quickly certain words that he was not going to use around the kids anymore. And it's humorous to me, but I look at that, and she set the priorities. You know, today, it's 76 years old. It's hard to get him to say anything, you know, that's colorful. I mean, he's pretty calm and pretty mellow, and I look back at all those years and think, wow, one woman setting priorities for her family, and the rest is history. What can you do if you sit down with your spouse, your significant other, your family? You know, one of our guys in Primerica when I was there, and I spent almost 13 years total there, 15 years in financial services total. But it was cool because they put a jar on top of the TV. And every time he made a sale, 10% of the sale would go into that jar, and that's what they use for family trips. It's what they use for Christmas presents. So the whole family rallied around him when he was going out there. They set the priorities that were needed in order to go somewhere. Listen to what Art writes here. He says, if you want to be a success, you've got to work harder than the other guy. You've got to pay the price. You've got to do what it takes and a little bit more. He goes, I've talked a lot in this book about making the extra effort required to achieve great things, but don't think for a minute that I believe your business comes before everything else in your life. You know, I don't think there was a time I ever saw Art when Angela wasn't close by his side. And those times when she wasn't close by his side, he was talking to her. And here's the part that's interesting, folks. This was in the 1980s. This is the 20th century before cell phones. It wasn't like you could just reach out at any given time. It was amazing to me. But he always was there with her. His family was important. It was so important to him. Family was so important and still is to Art Williams. The Primerica may have been the first company. It may be the only company that I know of, but it was definitely one of the first companies to create a partners program and to bring in outside consultants, a marriage counseling, and launch a whole division around helping to keep the families together and making the partners an important part of the business. That's huge when you look at it. Listen to this next push-up principle. Faith and hope comes from a strong spiritual commitment. Now, listen to that again. I want to really get on this. Faith and hope comes from a strong spiritual commitment. I didn't say a strong denomination commitment, a strong church commitment. It truly is a strong spiritual commitment. In my case, it's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That keeps me going when everything else is there. I have something. I believe that if you've got to be balanced in your life, and part of your balance is your spiritual life. I'm not here to dictate to you what to believe. But if you've left the spiritual side of your life gone, totally out in left field, and you're not worried about that, you might think about it a little bit. Maybe that's part of the missing equation. Or maybe you're in a family dynamic where you grew up in a certain spiritual setting or lack thereof, and your spouse grew up in a 180-degree different spiritual setting or lack thereof. Well, let's take a second here on this. Don't push that under the rug. Don't throw it in a closet. Go out by the lake. Go out to the beach. Go out to the mountainside, wherever you're at, whatever you do. Go out for a walk in the woods and talk about that spiritual dynamic in your relationship and how that might help both of you. Figure out a common denominator, as John Maxwell says. See, Art's got a great point here, and it's not just Art. Let's take it back, you know, two or three, four decades and look at what Napoleon Hill wrote. Because in Think and Grow Rich, he put a whole chapter about spirituality in there, and he looked at the richest people in the world at the time and realized that they were all spiritual. If you look at the founding fathers of the United States, you see they were spiritual. Beyond popular belief, not all of them were what we would call Christians. The majority of them believed in God, but not all of them were what we'd call Christians. So there's some root here that we should look at. The next push-up principle, it is possible to balance a busy work life with a rich, rewarding family life. I can guarantee that. Call me on the phone any given time. My answering machine 95% of the time is what picks up because I'm either shooting videos or, as my recording states, I'm either with my kids on the other line or I'm driving down the beach with Paige. Now, with the grandbabies, we don't drive down the beach near like we did a few years ago, but it's a consistent ritual. Some of you conservatives might freak out with that word, but it is a ritual in our life. It helps us because we know that's part of that rich, rewarding family life. I like to grill and to barbecue, so we constantly, on a weekend, year-round, are smoking some kind of food, grilling some kind of food, barbecuing out by the pool. You know, we like to do things as a family. Now, my family will tell you sometimes Dad gets grumpy because it's been tired or he doesn't want to watch this cartoon or that cartoon. That's typical. We all go through that. But we spend some quality time together. This last summer, as we were going to Alabama every other weekend to visit our grandbaby before she came to live with us. We had awesome times together. We've seen some of the most beautiful country, some of the most historic sites in Alabama that you can dream of. See, you got to take time to balance. You've got to have a rich, rewarding life. This is one of those things that just burns my hide in network marketing. Because when they're prospecting you to get into some MLM company, Almost every direct selling company is this way. But they talk to you about, oh, the quality of life. You're going to have such a great time. The family, and you are going to have, it's going to be what you're going to change your life. As soon as you sign on the dotted line, hey, man, have you talked to anybody today? Have you been on the telephone? Hey, what are you doing? What do you mean you took off with the family? Man, if you want to make it, you got to bust your butt. You got to kick butt. You got to do what other people won't do. And I'm thinking, man, what a daggum oxymoron. See, if you're going to do it and do it right, if you want to be successful like all these great people that you hear in all these different areas, then you got to do what Art says. You know, Rob White is a friend. He played for the Denver Broncos. And Rob is one of these guys that grew up in Texarkana, grew up on the wrong side of the tracks, was a walk-in at college. I mean, it wasn't like a walk-in at the Broncos, you know, got a scholarship at a podunk little Missouri college. When you look at this, he's somebody that, shouldn't have made it. He's a future Hall of Famer. He set more records at the Broncos than a lot of guys ever do. He gives left and right. And you want to know why? Because he worked a little harder, wanted it a little more, and understood the balance of family. He was talking to me the other day on the radio show. We had him on Aces Radio Live. And he said, Troy, it's funny because I'll go down into the hood where I grew up, and I'll take my friends with me and I'll say, dude, do we want to leave your car down here? You sure we want to be in this neck of the woods? And I just laugh at him. See, it's just natural to him. It's family. See, I just love that. Listen to what Art writes here. I think this is good. You've got to treat your family good, just like you treat your people in business. You've got to invest the time and energy to make your marriage work, just like you invest to make your business work. You've got to have high goals for building a rewarding marriage and a family life and work towards those goals. My business life changed for the better when I fell in love with my wife again, Art says. He, like many other people, had shortchanged his family. Now, right now I'm going through a new book. It's an older book. It was printed in 2004. It's called The Love She Desires, Love and Respect by Dr. Emerson, I don't know how to say his name, Eggerich, I guess is how you say it. You know, because I'm constantly wanting to become a better husband, just like I want to constantly become a better leader out there in the business world. You got to have that balanced life. That's the key to it. Here's the next push-up principle. Good health is necessary in order to work effectively and to enjoy the fruits of your efforts. See, too many times, as I mentioned earlier, we get into this situation where health isn't important. Now, because of my role in the direct selling industry, you know, I was sitting here this morning drinking my 4 ounces of water with my organic Super Reds from Asante Worldwide. That was after I had taken my detox from Kivana, and I was working with my metabolic accelerator from Wyora. Health is important to me. As most of you know, I've got a shot of my Vino this morning, and I drink it. See, this is the funny thing about all this, is that if you focus on your health, right now I'm going through the Makoa weight loss management system and focusing on that, and I'm slimming down. Health is important, but too many times we let it go by the wayside. Now, listen, this is a little personal here, but think about this for a second, guys. When you married her, she thought you were pretty hot. You're probably in your late teens, early 20s maybe. You were looking fit. You had that hourglass figure. You know, you were wearing your shirts tucked in more than likely so she could see your little butt. She grabbed that arm of yours and felt that bicep. All of a sudden, 20 years later, that six-pack became a keg. You're carrying it around proudly. It's time to get your health back. If you want that romance in your life, you may not look like Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie, but if you take a little bit of effort, who knows what'll happen. Young ladies that are listening, I bet you didn't wear those flannel pajamas every time that you and your husband got together on your honeymoon. Now, maybe if you honeymooned in Canada, you did, part of the Ice Road Truckers or something. But see, think about this for a second. Why is it that we get into these situations? See, if we put the energy and effort into exercise, I ride my bike on a regular basis. I walk at the beach. Here in my office, I've got a chin-up bar, and I'm constantly doing chin-ups and tucks to build those gut muscles again. I'm starting to do my stretches. I'm starting to get back into shape. Jetty and I do sword practice. I'm getting back into that same grind as when I came out of the Marine Corps, came out of boot camp. I'm 46 years old. I'm working with this intensity program from Beachbody, another MLM company. Everything I do seems to come from an MLM company. Okay, direct selling, network marketing, whatever you prefer to call it. See, I support our profession. That's the key here. That's what we have to do if we want to be the leaders. So you lead by example. You get your priorities straight. The fun thing about this book, it's kind of like the Bible, and please don't think I'm sacrilegious on that, but this is a book that originally was printed in 1984. This is 2010, almost 2011, and it all still rings true. Next push-up principle. A leader must be an example of balanced living. That's the key. My pastor this summer had been married 25 years, married his baby out of high school. Back then, he was a snot-nosed hippie, a fish head, surfing all day long, smoking dope, didn't care about, you know, anything. Fell in love with a girl from the other side of the tracks whose dad was a top leading officer in the Air Force, and she fell for the rebel. Back then, he was running like crazy, doing triathlons, fit, and like the rest of us. He's kind of got him a little belly now. But he wanted to live a balanced life, and over the years, he got his spiritual life in order, got his health in order, got his financial life in order, got his marriage in order, raised his kids. And this summer, right in the middle of a project where we're launching a brand new church campus, okay, investing a lot of money in the interior, bringing on a new campus pastor to oversee it, he decided, I want to keep my life in balance, and I want to do something that will be memorable for my wife. And they took 25 days, one day for each day they'd been married, and they went to Bali where his daughter is serving over there in a mission field type deal. They lived 25 days. Now, this is the part, understand, we got all this stuff going on. And he said, I understand that, but I have to do this. Some people gave him flack. Oh, I can't believe the pastor would take 3 weeks off. Well, you know what? Those of us that are on his leadership team, those of us that have his back, we supported him in this. And you know what? He's come back. His wife has come back. They just had a wonderful time. He kept his priorities in balance. See, he makes me realize I have to live a balanced life. In your business life, you have to live a balanced life. Do you realize part of living that balanced life, part of having your priorities straight, is empathizing with people in your organization? See, one of my old friends, he was a mentor. For 4 or 5 years, we were almost inseparable. I was probably with him more than I was my wife. And his name's Kevin Lehman. He was the founder of ProStep. Kevin wrote an article once. It's called How to Raise a Dead Downline. It was an Upline magazine. And it was a phenomenal article. I've stolen and used parts out of that for years. Kevin understood something that a lot of people don't. And that is that when you give to your team, some of them are going to go to sleep. Just like with your family, sometimes they just aren't going to listen to you. Sometimes they're going to get defocused. Sometimes they're going to go off and do something. But it's easier to get reconnected with your current organization than it is sometimes to go out there and find new people. See, sometimes we've been out of the game for so long, guys. We've had our priorities all messed up. We've been in an unbalanced life for so long. We're not even sure what to do when we do get focused and try to get our business back or try to get our family back. maybe that's the time you need to reach out to people you already know. If you got some guys at church, reach out to them from a business standpoint. If it's your organization, reach out to your upline, reach out to your downline. If you're trying to redo your business, maybe it's time to connect with that downline. Try to get them remotivated, refocused a little bit. See, when you live your priorities right, when you're sitting there, and I use 3x5 cards. They're just easy to carry. Now, I've got my 3x5 cards. I carry a little notepad so I can just jot some notes on the fly. I'll be doing that next week at Catalyst. You know, I just write them down, then I bring them back, and I put it in my journal, or I put it in my 3x5 card holder where I've got everything alphabetized. You know, I'm kind of organized in some of that. But when you do that, when you start to see it all, it comes together. Art writes this. Just as in other areas that we've talked about, you can set an example by balanced living in your own life. Let your people see that you have thought about your priorities and are striving for a balance between spiritual, family, and business. Let your people know that you don't expect them to abandon their families or their religious lives in order to succeed in your business. Bill Stewart, who's a top leader in Primerica, has made $1 million a year for, I would say now, probably the last 30 years. He was one of the original people that came on board. Every time he would hold a regional event, he'd run it completely through the weekend, and on Sunday mornings he'd say, we're just going to have a little non-denominational spiritual time. A little bit of singing, a little bit of preaching, but it was kind of like that Joel Osteen out of Texas, you know, really topical, focused on what was going on. And it was amazing how many people showed up because they wanted that balance in their life. Take some time today. Think about your priorities. Think about getting them straight, what you need to do. Look at the areas of your life that you're out of balance. If you need some advice, you know, man, this loveandrespect.com, you know, this is a rocking little book here. And, you know, I'm studying it myself. I found, you know, thegeneroushusband.com, I think, or .org is another good one I found. And ladies, this probably crack you up, but there's even a website out there. It's got a kind of a funky name. It's called christiannymphos.com. Great Christian ladies, guys, this isn't for you. It's where women kind of hang out and get those questions answered that they have, and they have some idea. It's kind of cool, and part of our new website we're launching in next year has got a lot of resources like this for men and women that are wanting to keep their life balanced. We're putting together. I'll share this in the last 2 minutes. You guys will be the first to hear this, but we're putting a website together that's really going to be unique. I'm not going to give you the name of it yet, but it's going to focus around network marketing, direct selling, MLM, from a marriage standpoint. You know, we really want to be able this next year to give back to this industry in a way that nobody else ever has, nobody's ever cared about. So we're putting together both secular and really spiritual-based resources on marriage, on all this kind of stuff, men issues, women's issues. We're going to relaunch our new series that we did last year as a beta test called Secrets That Men Keep, really focusing in on the man side of things, and hopefully some of the women will listen too. But guys, I'm telling you, you got to start planning today for where your 2011 is going to be. Get your priorities in line. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about know where you're going. See how I segue into those things? That's a God thing, man. I don't do them on purpose. But we're going to be talking about where you're going next. It's going to be powerful. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you at the top. Be back here tomorrow with us on Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.